The 47-page report describes the agricultural sector as an important but declining source of employment and earnings for rural America and says ensuring a prosperous future for its roughly 50 million residents will require more economic diversification via the creation of green-collar jobs, new investments in infrastructure, health, and education, along with farm policy reforms. Christina Romer chairs the President's Council of Economic Advisors.
What we're thinking about is an overall picture of how do you strengthen all of rural America, and a big piece of that is, of course, agriculture and dealing with things like increasing our exports. That's going to be good for agricultural communities. Revamping our farm support programs are going to be important. But we also, you know, the First Lady, if she were here, would certainly be talking about how important the local and regional food network is.
Romer told AgriPulse the ag policy reforms include
targeting our farm support payments to, we think, the people that need it most. So, for example, having limits that for the very wealthiest farmers not getting the payments, or preventing windfall profits in the crop reinsurance program. So, you know, those are, you know, certainly sensible proposals.
Mr. Obama's two-day trip to Iowa, Illinois, and Missouri will include a farm visit and tours of a Siemens Energy wind turbine manufacturing plant and a Poet ethanol production facility. The White House says the president won't be making any policy announcements. For AgriPulse, I'm Stuart Doan reporting.